Thompson Prison was built in 2001. It sat empty for years, until it was bought by the Federal Bureau of Prisons in 2012. The prison has slowly boosted its hiring and operations since 2015. Local residents were optimistic about a new jobs pipeline, and Thompson Village President Vicki Traeger says there's solid evidence of new hires.
More traffic through town, more customers at the local gas station, convenience store, that sort of thing.
But it's been difficult to attract new workers to the area because of Thompson's limited amenities.
It's hard to believe we have no retail in Thompson, and we have limited housing. The housing that we do have is mostly older, small, single-family homes. We have some income-based multi-unit apartment buildings.
Michelle Horst is a human resource specialist for the Bureau of Prisons. She says this lack of amenities means employees commute an average of 30 miles to work.
Most employees reside in Illinois cities of Thompson, Savannah, Mount Carroll, Fulton, Morrison, and the Sterling Rock Falls area, as well as Clinton, Iowa. However, we do have some employees that commute as far as 50 to 70 miles or more, including a significant number in the Quad Cities area.
In response, the warden sent out a letter May 24th to the governments of Thompson and its surrounding communities. It outlined the prison's goal to increase its staff from 400 to around 600. Spokeswoman Nicole McDowell says the letter also addresses the lack of development.
Some of the current concerns we've had from potential staff is housing, schools, and daycares. So we were reaching out to the community in hopes that they'll see we are here, we're open, we're staying, and we'll start developing in the area for those staff.
This can be particularly important for the more specialized workers Thompson is trying to hire. Horst explains.
We're also filling positions in our departments of health services to include a clinical director, physician, nurse practitioner, physician assistant, registered nurse, paramedic, and then we also have clinical psychologist positions to fill.
The lingering issue for Thompson has been the prison's history. It's been in Thompson for more than 20 years, but operations didn't begin in earnest until it was bought by the feds. Traeger says this perception of inactivity leaves developers cautious.
And I appreciate that most folks aren't in the business of losing money on a grocery store or an apartment structure. I get it. But there's a lot of grant money out there, and there are a lot of housing credits out there that are available now. And one of the biggest obstacles I have, and that I think the warden's letter addressed, is to just convince people that it's really real.
Since the release of the warden's letter, McDowell says several communities have responded with commitments to new development.
Outside of Thompson, Mount Carroll let us know that they've got they're doing a renovation there that's going to provide lots and lots of housing. And Clinton let us know that they are about to do another housing area, sort of like the landing that they have, that would also house a lot of staff.
The response from outside communities doesn't directly address the lack of development in Thompson, but Traeger says the village isn't strictly in competition with its neighbors.
A town the size of Thompson can't absorb 600 new prison staff. We know it has to be spread around, and we know that a lot of them are living in Fulton or Savannah or Mount Carroll.
For now, the Bureau of Prisons has designated Thompson a hard-to-fill institution, allowing staff to offer a variety of hiring and pension incentives. As for Thompson itself, Traeger hopes the warden's recent letter can get the word out about new job hires and attract future developers.
All I can do is hope that the warden, coming from him, now they will believe it. And now they will come and say, oh, you know, let's check out this town.
I'm Chase Cavanaugh.